For beer drinkers in the Ottawa area, a short drive to Gatineau, Quebec yields big savings.
So that's probably like $70 back home. So for $56, it's pretty good.
When it comes to prices and rules, there are no national standards. Just ask New Brunswicker Gerard Como. The RCMP slapped him with a $240 fine after he hauled cases of beer totaling 354 bottles back from Quebec, violating New Brunswick restrictions against large amounts of booze. Como argued the Constitution is on his side.
Under Article 121 is quite clear that you can go do shopping wherever you want in this country and buy any quantity of merchandise and take it home.
But the Supreme Court ruled the interpretation of admitted free proposed by Mr. Como should be rejected and that the Constitution does not impose absolute free trade across Canada. But there's a lot more at stake than the free flow of alcohol. A decision in Como's favor could have opened up free trade for all kinds of goods.
More importantly, household items like eggs, chicken, turkey, and cheese, and things like that. And so from our perspective, this is a real blow to consumer choice.
The court case attracted 24 interveners. Some say the outcome is good for the health of Canadians.
Had this judgment gone the other way, it would have opened the gates, floodgates, to widespread interprovincial smuggling of cigarettes.
Others, like the wine industry, say restrictions are arcane and they need to change.
Every major wine-producing region in the world, those countries all have direct delivery for their wines within those countries, and Canada doesn't.
Back in New Brunswick, Como says he'll abide by the Supreme Court decision and limit his beer runs, even though liquor rules have left him with a bad taste in his mouth.
And then they turn around and they treat you as a criminal if you get caught.
The court waived his financial penalty, but his confiscated booze is never coming back. Ross Lohr, Global News, Halifax.